Then what does she do after she washes them?
Put them on a clothesline.
How does she carry them out there?
We'll carry them in a basket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did your mother have a basket? Or
yeah. Long time ago in clothesline, you see.
Mm-hmm. Then how does she get the wrinkles out of them?
Iron them.
Uh-huh.
With an iron.
In the log house, did you have one of those things that stuck down over the front door, protected it, so that the snow and rain wouldn't rain on you when you went in?
Yeah, but I can't remember hardly how that was.
What did you call it?
Well, I can't remember that.
Well, how about this out here in back, this right over here?
I'll call that a porch.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you meant now?
Yeah.
Well,
did you ever call it anything else when you were a boy?
Yeah, well, we had them just like that coming out over the doors, you see, but they'd be, maybe go clean across the front there.
Uh-huh. Was that ever called anything else, a gallery?
That's what it was. Yeah, that I forgot about it. That's what they call it. Gallery.
Now it's a porch, huh?
Yeah.
Was that ever called a veranda?
Well, I don't know about that.
This
but
the gallery.
I know I can remember that gallery good when I was small.
Well, what would you call boards like this on the side of the house?
You call them shiplap.
Is that what they were when you were a boy, and they were building houses with those?
I guess they didn't have them then. Well, Paul built this house over here. I can't remember what year, but he used them then.
Mm-hmm.
But old log houses, you didn't have nothing like that. You had a crack in there between them logs and. They'd mix up some mud and lime, and they'd call that chinking them.
Uh-huh.
And I remember that.
Then did they nail a board over the lime, or just leave the there?
No, them old houses he'd build, and I don't think he put anything over them. They'd make boards. I can remember him making them boards or having them made, and put a pier on top, shingled.
Mm-hmm.
Board shingles. It seemed like it just leave them cracks. It'd be dirt in there, and it just, I don't think it put any boards over.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever make boards about this long, take a log?
Yeah.
Froe?
Yeah, I've seen them make.
Hammer that froe?
Yeah. I think we've got one out there now, out there in that saddle house, maybe.
Huh. A froe?
I believe we have.
There's no use for it anymore.
No.
Huh?
I can remember them good.
What did you call those boards? Do you remember?
That's what they called them. Well, as I remember, boards.
Just boards, huh?
I think so, called the shingles. Come later, and that's the shingles right there on top of that building there.
Uh-huh.
And the board is about, well, I guess it's about 3 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I guess some are longer than other ones, but as I remember, they're about like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them make them all day long. My father have men making them, you see, building a house somewhere.
I guess those men that are skilled can really turn those out, can't they?
What, how?
Those men who know how to do it can really make
them.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they can make them in a hurry.
Bang, wham.
And make them, around here in this country, make them out of red oak. You see it, 3 or 4 different kind of oak.
Uh-huh.
But they claim them red oak could split better. Grain run better in them.
How did they wear?
Well, they'd wear good. I can't remember how many years, but they'd last a long time.
Huh.
Yeah.